Point 3. Benefit from Bible examples. The Bible describes faithful men and women who experienced feelings like ours. James 5:17. What that means. The Bible's pages are filled with real-life accounts of men and women who experienced a wide range of emotions. As we read their experiences, we may find a Bible character whom we can relate to. How this can help. We all need to feel understood. But this is especially true when we struggle with our mental health. When we read the real-life experiences of Bible characters, we may identify with them and relate to their thoughts and feelings. As a result, we realize that we are not alone in our distress, and we feel less isolated when dealing with anxiety and disturbing emotions. The Bible records many expressions of those who felt helpless and desperate. Have you ever felt, "I just can't take it anymore"? Moses did, as did Elijah and David. Numbers 11:14, 1 Kings 19:4, and Psalm 55:4. The Bible tells us of a woman named Hannah who felt extremely bitter because she could not have children and was being cruelly taunted about it by her rival wife. 1 Samuel 1:6-10. The Bible tells of a man named Job, whom we may relate to. Although being a man of faith, he suffered from deep emotional distress and once said, "I loathe my life. I do not want to go on living." Job 7:16. By learning how these Bible characters successfully dealt with negative patterns of thinking, we too can find the strength we need to cope with our distresses. How the Bible is helping Kevin.
How bipolar disorder affects me. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when I was in my late 40s. There are times when I feel that I can deal with anything that life throws at me. But at other times, I feel that life is not worth living. How the Bible helps me. One Bible character I can relate to is the Apostle Peter. He made mistakes that caused him to feel worthless. But instead of staying in that frame of mind, Peter sought the company of friends who cared about him. When I am having a bad day with my bipolar disorder, my own imperfections can overwhelm me and make me feel worthless. Like Peter, I have learned to try to stay close to my friends who want to help me keep moving forward with my life. Another Bible character who was of great comfort to me is King David. He often felt depressed about his situation and regretted his past mistakes. I can relate to him, because at times I do or say things that I regret. I find the words of David in Psalm 51 comforting. In verse 3, David says, "I am well aware of my transgressions, and my sin is always before me." This really describes how I feel in my darkest moments, as it can be hard to think positively about myself. But I also relate to David's words in verse 10. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and put within me a new spirit, a steadfast one." I use a similar appeal to God to help me feel differently about myself. Finally, verse 17 brings me comfort. It says, "A heart broken and crushed, O God, you will not reject." This verse reassures me that God loves me. By focusing on Bible examples and what God has given me now, I strengthen my hope for the future. The Bible's promises become a reality for me, and that really helps keep me going.
For more help, read the article "Living with a Mood Disorder" in the January 8, 2004 issue of Awake on jw.org. End of article.